To start, I'd like you to make yourself totally comfortable. Either sit on a chair or lie down somewhere comfortable where you won't be disturbed. Now, I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, the cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. On clenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away, as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine, just let those muscles relax, and your waist, and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except relax. I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house, a house like a stately home or country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders, not too hot, just comfortable, and there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps, 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden, a garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0, and as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase, a step down towards this beautiful garden, and each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation, so that by the time you get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. 5. Really relaxing now, just let go. 4. 3. 2. More and more relaxed. 1. All the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly colored flowers seem to envelop you. And there's a gentle sound of bird singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft grassy bank, and just sit for a while gazing into the cool clear water, marveling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a little while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies, and as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter, so light that you feel you must surely begin to float in air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of color. A warm sea of color that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift. Suspended in warmth and color, it seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has a comforting, familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space don't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle flowing colors where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realize that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake. A large tranquil lake surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth, and you find yourself marveling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that this seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing color, subtle changes blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep soft violet, or when that deep violet became a relaxing translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples, ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colors across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realize that this tranquil pool is the pool of all knowledge. That while you're here, you're part of everything, and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing, the confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you're adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more and more every day, and you're learning to act boldly, realizing that you're fully capable of making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more and more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realize that you're gaining control of your thoughts, your feelings and emotions, and this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and a relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of the resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you're happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you're happy. I want to remind you that your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy, and of course, it all now depends on you, because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows, and your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance, for this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt with the real you as the hidden treasure, and the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth, and it's an easy game because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within you while you relax. you may of course wonder how the subconscious mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore, a veritable treasure house of health intelligence and life understanding. The way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax, and switch the polarity around and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems, so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself, as though what you have been always seeking has somehow always been seeking you, seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life, free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, will always be seen. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible, and when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective, and that big tree was so inflexible, it used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go, and you just let it happen." And so the next time, when the wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go, and the little tree said, "You can do it, you can make those changes, no need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground, and you can have inner stability. Even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behavior and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed, swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things. So happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images, pleasant memories. Now, each and everything you do better than you have ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind, calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grew stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. You go forth into the world, looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are, unique and special, your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can color with imagination, but today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not?